今天的读经进度是罗马书的第六章。
Today our daily Bible reading, we are reading Romans chapter 6.
我们请看罗马书第六章。
So let us take a look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章的第一节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？第二节
Verse 2
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？第三
Verse 3
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？第四
Verse 4
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。第五
Verse 5
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第六
Verse 6
也就知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 1Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2. Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Verse 5.For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
好，那这段圣经呢，我们常用在洗礼的教义方面。
And so this passage we often use when we are teaching about baptism.
那当然这一段呢，本身的意义啊，除了教育以外啊，还有教训性。
But it also has teachings for us.
就好像洗脚礼啊，有教训性，也有它的教义性。洗脚礼一样，洗脚礼。
And just like foot washing, it has its.
洗脚礼的道理本身有典礼性啊，教义就是。
Doctrine
的方面
and it also has,
还要主要做教训
and it also has the teachings of Jesus.
那这一段也是一样
and this passage is the same.
那这边说我们受洗呢是归入他的死
and here it says that we are baptized into his death.
当然受洗呢就是归入基督耶稣的名下
and of course being baptized it is to become under the name of Jesus Christ.
那同时呢也是归入主耶稣基督的死。
And at the same time, it is to belong to the death of Jesus Christ.
因为唯有这样子啊，我们才能够与他一同复活。
Because only in this manner can we also resurrect with him.
并且呢，要新生的样式。
And to have the newness of life.
那第五节说，若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
And verse 5 says, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, then so we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
那为什么要这样子做呢
？And why must we do this？
那第六节说因为啊，为什么以上所说的一定要与他同死同埋葬同复活
？And so verse 6 says, knowing this, that we know all of these things from the previous verses.
就是我们的旧人呢和他同钉十字架。
And it is so that our old man was crucified with him.
那这样子才能够与他同复活。
And so that we can resurrect with him.
好，那我们就简单来整理一下我们刚刚所念过的。
And so let us think about what we have just read.
那第一个，主耶稣死的形状是什么
？And so what is the likeness of Jesus' death?
因为一般，当然我们知道主耶稣死的形状啊，就是被钉在十字架上，他死的时候就头低下。
And we know that the image of Jesus' death is that.When he was crucified, then he bowed his head.
那主要是死的形状，就是这个形状啊，意思就是说，让我们可以作为一个效法的榜样。
And so the likeness of Jesus' death is an example that we can follow.
那当然外表上的形状啊，我们不需要去学这个主耶稣死的形状，他头低下，因为每个人死法可能会不一样。
And so we do not necessarily have to follow exactly the physical way that Jesus died, because when we die, we all die in different manners.
有人可能死在病床上。
And some of us die on a bed.
有人可能死在这个意外的死亡。
Some of us die in accidents.
所以每一个人的死法都一定会不一样的。
And so everyone's death occurs in a different manner.
那主耶稣死的形状到底是有什么可以让我们来学习效法的
？So what is there that we can learn from, that we can imitate, from the death of Jesus Christ?
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
好，我们刚刚所念过的主耶稣死的形状，那个形状就是要让我们来效法的。
And just now we talked about the image of Christ, and this is the image of Christ's death, and this is the image we should imitate.
所以这段圣经最主要的是告诉我们要效法主耶稣死，好像保罗在这里所讲的、啊、要为他受苦、啊、效法他的死。
And so it is as it says here that we must follow in the fellowship of his sufferings and conforming to his death.
那再看回来罗马书第六章。
And if we look back at Romans chapter 6,
第十节
verse 10.
罗马书六章的第十节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 10.
他死是像罪死的。只有一次、啊、他活着是像神活着、嗯、第十一
11.
这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的像神在基督里却当看成自己是活的
Verse 10 For the death that he died to sin、once for all But the life that he lives to God 11 Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin But alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord
那因为人死了以后就是失去知觉
Because after people die, then they lose all thought.
啊，人死了以后就会失去反应。
After they die, then we all lose our reactions.
所以一个死的人啊，他这个头脑脑波啊没有什么活动。
And so in a dead person, they do not have any brain waves going on.
啊，有些人变成植物人以后。
Or some people they become vegetables.
啊，他家里的人呢、啊，想要赶快把他唤醒。
And then the
叫他醒
，and their family members may want them to wake up.
啊，就接着一直叫他的名字
，and so they continue to call their name.
啊，就叫他爸爸，叫他妈妈
，and they call father or mother.
啊，就是让他能够醒来
，so that they can awake.
啊，就是要让他有反应
，so that they have this reaction.
啊，假设没有死的话，他当然会反应。
If they are not dead, then they will have a reaction.
但是死了以后啊，对周围的环境啊，就不会有所反应。
But after they are dead, then they will no longer react to the stimuli of the environment.
所以保罗的意思啊，我们要效法基督为这死啊。
And so Peter says, Paul says that we must imitate the death of Christ.
那基督啊，这里说死了啊，是向罪而死啊。
And here it says that Jesus died in sin.
啊。就是对罪的没有反应
，which is to have no longer have a reaction to sin。
啊，主要是从一出生以后
，and once Jesus was born，
他一直是处在死的状态
，and he was in this mode of death，
因为他一直对罪都没有反应
，because he never had this reaction to sin，
所以他没有罪
，and so he had no sin。
从小啊，从一出生以后，到他离开世间。
And from when he was born until he left this world.
啊，圣经说他没有犯罪。
And the Bible says he did not sin.
但是主耶稣跟大家一样，都是活在这个世界上。
But Jesus, just like everyone else, lived on this world.
啊，当然我们会经常啊，我们的情绪啊，会受环境的影响。
And of course, our emotions will be affected by our surroundings.
啊，可能有些时候啊，会反应太过分了，会去犯罪。
And perhaps sometimes we will overreact and we will sin.
对于我们所看见的，有些时候也会有所反应。
And sometimes we will also react to the things that we see.
以至于会去犯罪。
And we also will go and sin.
但是主耶稣呢，他对于周围的环境啊，那个罪恶的引诱啊，一点都没有反应。
But Jesus Christ, to his surroundings, to his temptations of sin, did not react.
因为他对罪啊，向罪已经死了。
Because he was already dead to sin.
所以我们也是要效法他。
And so we must imitate him.
那为什么要这样子呢？
And why must it be like this?
第六节，再回到第六节说，知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
And if we look away at, look at verse 6, it says that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin may be done away with.
就借着主耶稣被钉十字架的精神。
And so through the through the attitude that he has in going to be crucified on the cross.
那我们罪人呢，就同钉啊，在十字架上。
Then us as sinners also are crucified to the cross.
那被钉的，当然就死了。
And so if it is crucified, then we are dead.
那死人对罪啊，就没有反应了。
And if we are dead, then to sin we will have no more reaction.
那有的人灵修很好啊。
And some people have a very good spiritual cultivation.
啊，很不容易生气。
And it's very difficult for them to become angry.
我们也经常想说，要是我的话，我早就大声起来的，会生气的。
We may think that if it was me, then I would have already started yelling, yelling and screaming.
但是对某些人来说呢，
But
这个事情，这个事情呢，对他来讲没有什么影响力。
But to some people, these things, they do not affect them.
这位对罪呢已经死了。
And they are already dead to sin.
那保罗他说了。
And so Paul said.
我们来看加拉太书第六章。
We look at Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第六章十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
加拉太书六章的十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。十五节
，verse 15，
说割离不说割离都无关紧要，要紧的是要做新造的人。
verse 14， but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. verse 15。For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation.
保罗他信主以前跟信主以后啊，简直是两个人啊。
And the Paul before he believed and the Paul after he believed are almost two completely separate people.
他信主以前呢，他是很追求世界上的地位。
And before he believed in Christ, he sought after a position in the world.
他很在意别人的反应。
And he was, he cared a lot about the reactions of others.
所以他信主以前，他很极力的来逼迫基督徒啊。
And so before he believed, he very fervently persecuted the Christians.
为了得到一种满足感、成就感。
And so that he could feel the sense of accomplishment and acceptance.
因此他逼迫基督徒非常积极。
And so he persecuted the Christians greatly.
但是他信主以后。
But after he believed.
啊，就不一样了。
It is different.
那他是服侍耶稣基督。
He is now serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他为了基督耶稣的名啊，他宁可愿意啊说逼迫。
And because of the Lord Jesus Christ, he would rather be persecuted.
信主以前他是逼迫人的。
Before he believed, he went and persecuted others.
可是信主以后呢，他是受逼迫的。
But after he believed, then he was receiving persecution from others.
为什么前后会有这样子大的区别？
And why is it that before and after has such a great difference?
有这样大的改变。
Why is there such a great change?
因为呢，他跟世界啊是势不两立，不能够同时存在的。
And because he cannot live in both of these worlds at the same time.
所以他说啊。这个十字架，就我而论呢，世界已经钉在十字架上。
And because he says, so he says that, by whom the world has already been crucified to me.
那就世界而入呢，我已经钉在十字架上。
And I to the world.
所以不是他死就是我死啊。
And if it's not he who dies, then it is I.
因为两个不能够同时存在的。
Because these two cannot coexist.
这个两个呢不会碰在一起的。
These two cannot collide.
那他最后的一句话说啊，最要紧的就是做新造的人。
And it says that the last thing it says to be a new creation.
那新造的人是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to be a new creation?
但是旧的已经死了。
And it means the old one has already died.
那现在变成一个新人。
And now there's a new person.
那保罗他就是这种人。
And Paul he is now one of these people.
所以他在罗马书第六章里面所描述的说，主耶稣死的形状。
And so in Romans chapter 6, he describes how Jesus died.
那能够作为我们一个效法的对象。
And he gives us this image so that we can go and imitate it.
那就是啊，跟罪断绝。
And which is to be cut off from sin.
那对我们来说呢，就是一种改变。
And to us, this is a great change.
我们再请看回来腓立比书。
We look back at Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章第十节刚刚读过。
Chapter 3, verse 10, we read this just now.
晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得他和一同啊，和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
好，那保罗怎么来实践这一句话呢
？And so, how did Paul live out this verse?
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督耶稣都当作有损的。第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主是基督为至宝，我已为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督耶稣。
Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Verse 8.Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of the Lord of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
那这是一种思想观念啊，一种极大的改变。
And so this is a thought process. This is a great change.
因为他以前呢是将是看自己的利益为宝贵的。
And because before this, he saw his own accomplishments as important.
但是现在为了基督耶稣，他把以前所认为宝贵的，全部丢弃了。
But now, because of Christ, he has cast away all things that he thought of as important.
啊，这是一种极大的改变。
And this is a great change.
那改变是会带来痛苦的。
And change brings about pain.
所以一般的人都不愿意改变。
And so most people are unwilling to change.
我们叫做安于现状，就是满足现在的 complacent。Complacent.
And we are very complacent.
我们对现在的已经满足了。
We are very self-satisfied with ourselves.
因为我们对现在状况已经习惯了。
Because we are already used to what we are our situation.
比如说大家坐在每次来教会都是坐在同样一个位置。
And for example, when we come to church, we always sit in the same seat.
有的人坐在前面。
Some sit towards the front.
有的人坐在后面。
Some sit towards the back.
有的人坐在中间。
Some sit in the middle.
所以一般来说，90%的人都是每次坐的位置都是差不多。
But about 90% of us will usually sit in approximately the same seat.
那要改变。不容易啊。
And to change, it is not easy.
不相信的话，我们请大家从坐在后面的人坐在前面的，还坐在前面的人坐到后面去。
And if you don't believe me, then let's try that. Everybody who sits in the back sits in the front, and everybody who sits in the front sits in the back.
那看大家愿不愿意。
And see if you are willing to do this.
所以有些时候我们想要改变一个聚会的地点。
And so sometimes we like to change where we are holding service.
那很多人就不愿意。
And people are unwilling.
因为改变呢，的确会带来痛苦。
Because change brings about pain.
那为什么改变会带来痛苦呢？
Why is it that change brings about pain?
因为改变会损失一些东西。
Because when we change, then we lose some certain things.
还是我们搬家也是一种改变呢。
For example, when we move, we are also changing.
那搬家呢，总是会丢掉一些东西。
And when we move, then we always will throw away some certain things.
那丢掉东西就是带来痛苦。
And the things that we throw away, it will cause us pain.
那改变呢，也会带来痛苦啊。
And change will also bring us pain.
那像保罗这种改变。
such as the pain, such as the change by Paul.
啊，以前他所追求的。
Before the things which he pursued.
所追求成就感。
He pursued achievements.
那当然，人民得到一种成就的时候，那是很能够让人啊心满意足的。
And when people receive these achievements, then they are often they become very proud of themselves.
所以现在人们他们在追求什么？
And so what do people search after today?
就是追求自我满足。
And they pursue after making themselves feel good.
你看全世界有些名人啊，他们很有钱啊。
And if you look at the world, there are some people who have a lot of money.
他们可以不用再上班啊。
There are people who don't need to work any longer.
他们可以把公司就关掉了。
They could just close down the company.
当他们把公司关掉以后呢，他们大概三辈子的人啊也花不了那么多钱，他们的钱啊，三辈子的人用不完啊。
And the money that they have from closing the company, then they probably cannot spend it all in three lifetimes.
三代的人啊，都用不完的。
Spend it for three generations.
所以他们可以不用再上班啊。
And so they do not need to work any longer.
可以享受他们的成果。
And they can enjoy the fruits of their labor.
但是他们为什么还那么认真工作？
But why do they continue to work so earnestly?
就是为了一个成就感、满足感。
It is to feel satisfied, to feel a sense of fulfillment.
那保罗以前也是这样子。
And Paul used to be just like this.
可是现在他改变了。
But now he has changed.
他改变以耶稣基督为至宝。
And he has now taken Jesus Christ to be his fulfillment.
他把以前的都丢弃了。
And he has thrown away everything else.
那以前是大家都也称他为老师啊。
And before, everyone called him teacher.
因为他是加马列很有名的学生。
Because he was a very famous student of Gamaliel.
啊，所以他本人呢也有一些学生啊。
And so he himself also had his own students.
他有门徒啊。
He also had disciples.
所以他也可能被称为老师啊。
And so he was probably also called teacher.
就他是有一些某些程度的地位啊。
And he had some position.
那他也是公会里的一员呢。
And he was also
工会啊，当时有个七十人组成的工会。
He was also as part of the council.
那工会权力也是很大。
And this council also has great power.
啊，根据当时罗马政府啊，给予犹太人啊一些自治的权利啊。
And so at that time, the Roman government gave the Jewish people some form of self-government.
所以这个政府呢，他们也可以审判人的。
And so this government, they could also judge people.
所以他们也有某些影响力。
And so they also had some influence.
他们也有一些政治的利益、政治的权利啊。
They also had some political power.
啊，当然有权利的话，也是也不错啊。
Of course, to have power, this is not a bad thing.
所以一到选举的时候，很多人都很热衷在选举某些职位。
And so when it comes to the election time, then some people are very fervent about voting.
可是保罗信耶稣以后，
But after Jesus Christ believed in Christ,
他把这些都放弃了。
He threw away all of this.
那以前能够让他觉得很舒服，让他觉得很满足的。
And the things which used to allow him to feel very fulfilled,
他放弃了。
He let go of it all.
他以前是逼迫人。
Before he persecuted others.
他以前有权利啊，有权利来。逼迫人呢？
Before he had power to persecute others.
啊，现在反而受逼迫。
But now he is being persecuted by others.
那这个很大的改变。
This is a great change.
因为他是效法主耶稣的死。
Because he is in the likeness of the death of Jesus Christ.
所以他就比较受苦啊。
And so he will suffer.
那我们看摩西啊，也是一样啊。
And if we look at Moses.
那摩西他本来是在王宫里头长大的。
Moses grew up in the palace.
那在里头长大很舒服啊。
Growing up in the palace will be very comfortable.
好像我们今天的英国啊，那个王室里头的人都是很享受的。
Just like in the UK, those who live in the palace, it is very nice.
那些王子、那些王孙哈。
And the princes and the princesses.
他们一出生啊，就是世界的焦点呐。
And when they are born, they are a focus of society.
他们一出生啊就很享受。
And once they are born, then they live in great comfort.
那摩西的以前就是这样子的。
And Moses used to be just like this.
那年纪在一天一天长大。
And he slowly grew up day by day.
后来他也知道他是谁啊。
And then he knew who he was.
他知道他真正的身份是什么。
He knew what his true status was.
他有点忽然了解他自己本来就是希伯来人呢。
And then he knew that he was originally a Hebrew.
他是以色列人。
He is an Israelite.
他不是埃及人。
He is not an Egyptian.
所以他就决定了要离开王室。
And so he made the decision to leave the palace.
那离开王室就是一个很大的改变。
And leaving the palace, this leads to great change.
我们看圣经啊，对他这种改变啊，怎么描写？
And we look at how the Bible talks about his change.
啊，请看希伯来书十一章。
We look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章的二十四。
Hebrews 11:24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。25。
Verse 25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。26。他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想望啊所要得的赏赐。27。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能够看见的主。
Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward, 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
好。那在王宫里头跟在外面那些以色列百姓所受的苦难是天地之差别。
And so the difference between living in the palace and suffering affliction with the people of the Hebrews, it is a change as different as night from day.
那换句话说啊，主要是要叫今天英国的王室那些王子啊啊离开他们的王宫，然后到非洲啊去居住。
And it is as if one of the princes from England went and moved out of the palace and moved to a place in Africa.
那过着跟非洲人一样的生活。
And to live the same life as those who live in Africa.
啊，住的是一样的房子。
To live in the same type of homes.
啊，吃的是一样的东西。
To eat the same types of food.
啊，他们愿不愿意？
Are they willing?
但摩西要他愿意。
Moses was willing.
那为什么摩西愿意这样子做？
And why was Moses willing to do this?
因为他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
Because he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
凌辱跟财物啊，这两个啊是不能够来比较的。
And so the spiritual rewards and the physical treasures cannot be compared.
不是凌辱啊，是为基督受苦的凌辱啊。
The reproach of Christ cannot be compared to the treasures in Egypt.
因为这两个本来是不一样的性质的东西。
And these are two completely different things.
但圣经把它放在一起。
But here the Bible has placed them next to each other.
那凌辱是大家尽可能能够逃避啊，能够推的。
And so reproach is something that people try to escape from, that they try to push it away.
没有人主动会去接受凌辱。
And nobody actively goes and pursues after reproach.
但是财物是大家所追求的。
But treasures are things that everybody pursues after.
一个是大家所不愿意碰到的。
One is something that people do not want to touch.
一个是大家所追求的。
The other is the one that everybody wants to have.
可是对摩西来说呢？
But to Moses.
他是跟一般人走的相反的路线呢。
He walked a road opposite to everybody else.
一般人呢是追求财物。
Most people will pursue after the treasures.
啊，尽量逃避凌辱。
And they will run away from the reproach.
可是摩西啊，却是追求耶稣基督所受的凌辱。
But Moses searched after the reproach of Christ.
他放弃了埃及的财物。
And he let go of the treasures of Egypt.
那这个就是很大的改变呢。
And so this is a great change.
那这个改变呢，可能让我们想不通啊。
And so perhaps this change we cannot understand. 啊，
我们很难想象说王子啊，英国的王子他离开他的王室啊，到了很贫穷的地方啊，去跟那些贫穷人住在一起。
It's very difficult for us to imagine a prince leaving his palace to go live in a very poor area with the people there.
啊，为着要帮助那些人。
And to help the people there.
那摩西呢？他放弃他一切的享受。
But Moses left behind all of his enjoyments.
这个改变难道我们想不通？
And this change is something that we cannot understand.
圣经上说因着信啊，因着信。
And the Bible says by faith.
所以他就决定这样做。
And so he made this decision.
那这个改变会让他受苦啊。
And so this change will cause him to suffer.
这个改变是一个很大的改变。
This change is a great change.
所以我们今天能够学什么？
And so what can we learn from this?
要改变是我们自己啊的决定。
And to change, this is our own personal decision.
啊，并不一定每一个人都愿意做改变呢。
And not everybody is willing to change.
因为改变会带来损失的。
Because change will bring loss.
一个呢，习惯了某一个动作。
And if somebody is used to a certain action.
啊，现在要改了很难。
To change, it is very difficult.
所以你看，我们在小孩子在学钢琴呢。
And so, if a child is practicing piano.
假如一开始那个姿势不对。
If at the very beginning the positioning is wrong,
那已经习惯了那种姿势
and the child has already become used, accustomed to this position,
那以后要改变的话很难
To change in the future, it is very difficult.
因为很痛苦啊
And it will be very painful.
那做什么事情都是一样
And doing everything, it is the same.
我们人的思想观念也是一样
The way that we think, it is the same.
那当时有个少年才子要来找主耶稣啊
And there was a young ruler who came to find Jesus Christ.
因为他很渴慕永生
Because he pursued after eternal life.
他来找主耶稣
He came to Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣就告诉他
And Jesus told him.
告诉他一个方法
He told him something he needs to do.
说你要变卖你所有的分给穷人啊
You need to sell all that you have and give to the poor.
还要来跟从我
And come follow me.
这个对于少年财主来讲是一个很大的改变呐、啊。
This to the this young ruler, it is a great change.
但是他不愿意呀、啊。
But he was unwilling.
因为这个带来痛苦。
Because this brings great pain.
这个改变带来损失。
This brings great loss.
因为他不愿意改变。
And so he is unwilling to change.
可是另外有一个人。
But on the other hand, there's another person.
那税吏长撒该。
It is the tax collector Zacchaeus.
啊，他都愿意改变了。
He was willing to change.
主耶稣也是告诉他一样的。
And Jesus told him the same thing.
但是他愿意啊。
But he was willing.
他知道他改变以后。
He knew that after he changed.
他损失很大。
He would suffer great loss.
他生活必须要做某些调整。
He knew that he needed to make adjustments to his life.
因此他会受苦啊。
Because he would, and he, so therefore he would suffer.
但是他愿意。
But he was willing.
说改变呢会带来痛苦。
So change brings suffering.
那我们愿意改变吗
？So are we willing to change?
那我们到底是要改变什么
？And what do we need to change?
我们来看约伯记。
We look at the book of Job.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十三节
，Verse 23，
约伯记二十二章的二十三节
，Job chapter 22，Verse 23。
你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中远除不义，就必得坚立。
Verse 24。
要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将俄斐的黄金丢在锡和石头之间。25。
Verse 25。
全能者就必为你的珍宝。做您的宝银，26。你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来，27。你要祷告他，他就要听你，你也要还你的愿，28。你定要做何事，就必给你成就，亮光也必照耀你的路。好，那这段开始呢，就告诉我们啊，要归向全能者。
So this passage tells us that we must return to the Almighty.
那这个以前是怎么样？以前呢的人哈，就是以珍宝为宝贵的。
And so at this time, the people always thought of gold and silver as precious.
以黄金为宝贵的。
And the stones are precious.
那这个是很正常的。
And this is very normal.
但是圣经说啊，要将我们所认为宝贵的丢在尘土里。
But it says that the things that we consider precious, we will throw in the dirt.
那丢在锡和石头之间呢
？And we will throw among the stones of the brooks.
那这些丢了，我们有什么
？And so after we throw these away, what do we have?
那我们是改变了，改变，变成为什么？以我们的宝贵呢
？And we will change. And what do we change? What changes into what is precious to us?
就是以基督耶稣为我们的宝贵。
And we will have Jesus Christ to be our precious thing.
啊，就是以基督为是为我们生活的中心呢。
And which means that we will put Jesus Christ as the center of our life.
那我们是不是经常以基督耶稣为我们的生活的中心
？And do we often put Jesus Christ as the center of our life?
我们经常生活太忙了。
Oftentimes our lives are too busy.
啊，经常忘记啊，我们是谁呀、啊、
？We often forget who we are.
啊，经常忘记我们是基督徒。
We often forget that we are Christians.
啊，经常忘记呀、啊。我们要做什么
？We often forget what we should do.
因为我们事情太多了。
Because we have too many things to do.
我们心中所宝贵的东西啊太多了。
The things that we consider precious in our hearts are too many.
我们心里头啊，假如有很多的房子啊，主耶稣的房子可能很小。
And so if we have many houses inside our heart, then the house of Jesus Christ may be very small.
所以圣经告诉我们啊，要以全能者为我们的珍宝。
And so the Bible tells us that we must have the Almighty as our gold and silver.
这个也是一个改变。
And this is also a change.
就平常我们看什么为宝贵的。
And to, what do we usually look at as important?
那现在说以基督耶稣为至宝。
And now we will see Jesus Christ as our gold and silver.
这个有什么好处呢？
And so what is the good about this?
因为从表面上看起来我们当然是损失的。
Because from the surface it looks like we are losing out.
因为要把我们的黄金珍宝全部丢掉。
Because we must throw away all of our gold and silver and treasures.
那太可惜了。
And it is very sad.
当圣经不是意思说要告诉我们把我们家里的黄金丢掉了。
But the Bible is not telling us to throw away the gold that we have in our home.
因为这是一个态度，这个思想观念的问题而已。
Because this is a matter of our attitude.
我们就以神为中心。
And we must put Jesus Christ as the center.
啊，有些时候我们会听到很多很美好的见证啊。
And sometimes we hear great testimonies.
啊，以神为中心啊，神就要帮助他们。
If we put Jesus Christ as center, then He will help us.
那以自己为中心的话，那这个要受苦，这个很大的亏损啊。
If we put ourselves as center, then we will often lose out.
因为以神为中心的话，就有喜乐。
Because if we put God first, then we will have joy.
那我们所想要做的事情，神就会成就我们。
And the things which we want to do, then God will help us.
啊，思想观念的改变。
So we must change our attitude.
啊，价值观的改变。
And change our priorities.
啊，就是以神为中心。
And to put God first.
那这个事情我们经常要放在心上。
And this is something that we must often think about.
啊，经常检讨我们是有以神为中心。
And to often examine ourselves if we put God first.
那以神为第一啊。
And to always put God first.
我们再请看回来，罗马书。
We look back at Romans.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
Romans chapter 6.
Romans chapter 6.
第六章的二十三节。
Verse 23.
因为罪的工价是死的，唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主耶稣基督里，乃是永生。
Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那表面上看起来，主耶稣是死在十字架上。 但是呢，他带来生命。
But he brought life.
因为他复活了。
Because he resurrected.
那这是一个极大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
所以我们要效法主耶稣死的形状。
And so we must imitate the likeness of which Jesus died.
我们要愿意为他受苦。
And we must be willing to suffer for him.
我们愿意来改变我们的思想观念。
And willing to change our thoughts.
我们愿意把我们所喜好的都放在一旁啊。
And to be willing to put aside all the things that we like.
以基督耶稣啊，为我们生活的中心。
And to put Jesus Christ as the center of our life.
我们要告诉我们下一代。
And we must tell our next generation.
Yeah. 有的人呢很看重啊，现今的很看重现实的啊，很看重短暂的利益。
And some people look at the things that are now, the temporary things, as very important.
大家没有看到长远的永生。
But they do not see eternal life in the future.
那我们只能够效法主耶稣的死。
But if we can imitate the likeness of Jesus' death.
也就是受洗归入他的死。
Because we are baptized into his death.
那一举一动都要新生的样式。
Then we will have the newness of life.
就好像保罗一样。
and be like Paul,
好像摩西一样
like Moses.
他们有个新的人生观
they have a new direction in life.
有个新的价值观
they have a new priorities.
那结果他们有基督耶稣的平安
and they have the peace of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以来体验看看
and so we can come and experience this.
我们再唱诗
let us sing him.
244首
244